That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, millennials, and welcome back to The Toast, and happy fucking Friday, bitch, okay?
Happy fucking Friday, bitch, okay?
H-F-F-B-O-K. K.
Happy Friday, Lattered.
Happy Friday, Fole.
We are on the same planet today, both wearing cozy outfits and UGG shoes and hats.
Today's energy is definitely giving slob energy, which is perfect because one of today's sponsors is Saks.com. And a lot of people have noticed how our copy for Saks.com
calls us out
for like being slobs. And you know what? Sorry, we're so on brand today and we're so in line with our brand values.
And we were just trying to make the copy true today because we do have a Saks ad today and we don't want them to look untrue.
By the way, when you said Saks just now, I thought you were going to say Syastra.
I wish I could say Syastra. I was singing a song this morning and like now it was pretty girl rock. It was like,
why were you singing Pretty Girl Rock?
I don't know. It was just in my head.
It's a good song, don't get me wrong.
But I was, maybe one of the lyrics was like after, and I'm just like, Astra. Sag-Astra. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. You were bigger than the whole sky. You were more than just a short time.
You were.
I've got a lot to pine about. I've got a lot to live without. I'm never gonna meet what could have been, would have been, what should have been, Zach.
That's beautiful, Jack.
I never realized how much I would miss it.
I think we did, actually. Yesterday we talked about it at length.
But I'm still human. Like, it's hard. Just because we said goodbye, like, doesn't mean
it's over.
It's over. Like,
I don't still think of it as the end. It. Think of it as a new beginning.
Don't cry because it's over.
Smile because it happened. Smile because people were out of work.
Smile because the strikers got what they wanted.
If you're not watching on YouTube, you're so missing out.
If you're not missing watching on YouTube, you're missing a big smile.
Oh, today is just giving like delirious energy day. I did have like two cocktails last night, so I'm not feeling like number one, you know?
For sure. But I just want to say, no, don't cry because it's over. Smile because they got some of the points they were looking for.
I saw Fran Drescher on, what is Billy Bush on these days? He was interviewing her, like.
The Bush?
Entertainment Tonight?
Maybe.
So he was like, I want to know, like, which A-listers have reached out to you. Like, no, I think I wanted to know what celebs reached out to you. And Fran was like, you know, I actually heard from a lot of my A-listers. I'm like, oh, okay, they're your A-listers. And she said George Clooney was like, I would have bet my house that you couldn't have gotten us the deal that you got. Something like that. Apparently Fran crushed it.
Okay, apparently the deal is good.
Yeah, like something about $1 billion.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on the details, but that's pretty much in line with us talking about SAG.
But also in line with SAG talking about SAG. Like, literally, they announced the resolution yesterday, and the memo, like, did not have the deal points.
Right.
It's giving SAG.
It's giving SAG. We've got a great show today. Like, really next level.
You always come in early in the show and say like what kind of show we have, and I just feel like it's presumptuous because like we don't know what kind of show we have until the show is done. But I would say, given our record, we have a record of having a great show.
Nothing in life is guaranteed. You're so right, Jax.
But here are the reasons why we can theorize that today's show would be great.
Hypothesize.
One, Jax and Claude original recipe in the studio, New York City. 2, it's Friday. Always a good energy.
Yes.
3, we're wearing hats.
I think I'll wear this hat to the party tonight.
And so I feel like we're going to be just different in our hats.
And the hats have kind of become just kind of like a subplot of the toast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, who's wearing a hat? Which hat are they wearing? Will they take it off in the middle of the show?
Where is Mr. Hat?
Did he ever call Snitch?
No.
No. And another reason...
What band was Mr. Hat a part of?
The Lost Kings.
Yes.
Not a band, a DJ duo.
Yeah.
Another reason why the show will be good, if I may...
Presume. Further.
Further. Is the stories are good.
Which is rare for a Friday.
Yeah, they're good.
Good.
Yeah, there's one story that I think will spark the most dialogue out of all the stories, but you never know.
Which one are you thinking?
Not any that you know of. Oh. Not any that were discussed prior.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's got something up her sleeve.
There's one story that opens it up for debate, tangents.
Those are the best types of stories.
Yeah.
IMO.
Not really debate. That's a little misleading because it's not like about takes. It's about predictions.
Ooh, I have chills. I have chills.
Let's talk more about the show that we're not getting into yet, but that we want to talk about.
Well, let's talk about how this is our last show of the week, and it's also the last show of you being here in New York, because you're obviously headed home this weekend. And what a delight it's been. Wrap up your trip for me. Maybe give me 3 words to describe your trip.
Short, sweet, fun.
Wow, such good words.
I mean, like, what do you want me to say?
Life-changing, incredible. To reference or not reference, give birth to it, throw it up, put it in a blender, bus club, another club bus.
No, we're having a nice time. It's been really fun. It was a nice, like, short trip, but also kind of a good length. And it's been a pleasure.
You know, people have a lot of problems with how you and I say length.
Length?
Yeah, like, apparently you're not supposed to pronounce the G.
Length? Length?
No. Length.
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 Like L-A-Y-N-T-H.
Lengthy Wilson.
Length.
Length.
Length. If there wasn't meant to be a G pronounced, they wouldn't have put it in.
100%.
100%. Any other problems people have with us?
Oh.
Forehead.
Forehead. Where do I begin? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, don't forget my I-N-G-K.
Yeah. Asking.
Telling.
Telling. Starlink.
For so long, I didn't know what people were saying when they said that. Like, I was like, this does not compute. I don't know what you're telling me I'm doing. Now I understand.
Okay.
I can take responsibility for my actions.
So what you're saying is that you're listening.
I'm listening. I will not be doing better.
I will not be learning.
I will not be changing my ways because this is how I am. And you need to be more accepting and more tolerant of me.
Wow, she really flipped the script on that one.
Yeah.
Whoa, the tables have turned.
Accept people's differences.
You know what? Today's episode title. You know how, like, in certain culture, like, two, like, yeah, you spit on someone?
Yeah, yeah.
Jackie's culture? Actually.
What?
I said Jackie's culture.
That wouldn't be good transcribed.
No. It's more of like an oral presentation.
It's an audiary experience.
Audiary experience.
It's an audio experience.
Claudia.
Claudia Zadia.
Title.
Great for a podcast.
Title.
Actually, if there was a man named Claudio, his podcast should be called Claudio's Audio.
Audio with Claudio.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't think there's a man named Claudio.
Unless you transition
or
and go by Claudia.
I thought you were going to say give birth.
No.
And I would give my son, for sure, Claudio.
Claudio. Or you could transition.
I could. But I don't think that would be my name.
Oh, what would it be?
Like...
Maverick?
Yes. Deceased. So, you think?
It's time... Okay,
yeah.
We didn't even do what we usually do in the beginning of the show yet.
Which is what?
Like, how are you? How's your night? You went out.
Oh, yeah, I did. I hit the town. I saw some friends. I ate dinner. I had a delicious meal. like me and Ben wheeled ourselves out of there, you know, yeah. like that. It was that kind of meal.
You know, it's a good meal if Claudia's posting the food to her stories.
We went to Sake no Hana, which is just such a good sushi spot. And one thing that's so criminally underrated about sushi spots is their dessert. Like, you know that little Ooh. Chocolate cake they always serve with, like, a little green tea ice cream? I don't fuck with the green tea ice cream.
Oh, I like the green tea ice cream. I don't, like, love a chocolate cake.
No, I do. It was like a souffle, and it was, like...
That does not do like it for me.
It was, like, liquidy in the middle.
Does not do it for me.
The whole thing.
The, like, green tea mochi does it for me.
So we got, like, a bunch of desserts, and the chocolate cake was in front of me, and, like, everybody was, like, trying all the different things, and I was like, this one's, like, not so good. And I ate the whole thing so that nobody else could eat it. And then when it was over, I said, now that it's over, I just want you all to know, like, this was the best thing here, but I bogarted it for myself.
That's so dirty.
That's so dirty.
It's the dessert she will steal.
It's so dirty. It's so deliciously for me. By the way, Grammy.
For that song?
Grammy to whoever put that bop together.
Where are they now?
I can't imagine it's good.
Because talent, like true talent...
It doesn't get
it's
seen in Hollywood.
It's never appreciated in its own time.
Yeah. I feel like I definitely was doing my part in appreciating that song while it was on air. But even now, years later, like, I can acknowledge it's still slaps.
Yeah.
What'd you do last night?
Well, I was with you. Oh, and then I hung out with Dana, and then Snitch came over.
I didn't know that.
And it was a last minute Snitch stopping by. Mm. And it was lovely. We had dinner together. We chatted. It was actually really nice.
That is lovely.
Yeah. And then, like, attempting to put Charlie down for hours until he finally acquiesced.
That's so Charlie.
It's actually, like, not. He was having some sort of gas last night, which he never has. But it was okay. We figured it out. We just figured.
Not to, like, you know, tell a mother what to do when I'm clearly know nothing. But did you try the TikTok thing?
The bicycle? Legs? No, like... A variation of that, which I saw, you know, years ago but both legs up, just like pushing them.
Yeah.
Not like bicycle.
No, they say do bicycle first and then you pull back and push.
Mostly I just like push both a little to the side, a little to the side.
I wish somebody would do that to me.
Yeah. Just like stretching, and it was good. It was good. Yeah.
Good.
So we figured it out. I don't know like what I ate that, why was this milk different from all other milks?
Yeah. Maybe you were poisoned.
By you. I had lunch at your house.
You did have lunch at my house, but we ordered in. I had a great day yesterday. Me and Harry like went to the park. It was just, mommy caught ya. Says like.
That's why you're wearing that hat today.
Says mama. Mm-hmm. I'm literally like appropriating mom culture.
You are, but it's fine.
Well, I was telling you, actually, I've been doing that a lot recently. Yesterday at my friend's Margot's Bris, I was talking to like a bunch of my friends who are moms. They were talking about just like mom life things and like nannies and things like that. And I was like, no, we're experiencing the same thing now. It's been really, really tough. And they were like, really? I'm like, yeah, no. And I keep saying we're a surrogate family.
We are. We're a unit is what we are.
We are a unit. I'm sure they were like, girl, get the fuck out of here.
I don't know. I feel like you have a lot of information.
I do.
And that's the thing. Like, knowledge is power. So it doesn't really matter where it's coming from.
As long as I'm being educated.
As long as education is paramount.
Right.
Which it always is. Not always. Not always. Some people put other things ahead of education. Like their agendas. 100%. I hate to see it.
Chilling. Chilling.
Chilling stuff.
Okay, I am ready.
I'm ready too. Okay. Now. So without further ado, here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know.
And the Fast Five stories that you need to know are brought to you by State Farm. The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. The plan's all about being personal to you and your needs. And that means you're getting the coverage you want, a policy that helps cover what's important to you, and an affordable price just for you. Because after all, life is just better when you can personalize your experiences. So think about it like this. From your go-to coffee order to your favorite pair of sweatpants, we know that you love to personalize your entire day just like we do. I mean, what's more personal than coffee? Like, not me spending a whole year just to find out I like the one from the grocery store, you know? Even our morning routines. Jackie was sitting here having a breakfast taco. I was having a Belvita. Like, we're so different. It's so personal. And State Farm gets that. And what's more impersonal than insurance? Because that's your life. And life is personal.
I feel like you just exposed me on the breakfast taco. I don't feel like people would associate me with having a breakfast taco.
Okay, Jackie has two breakfast tacos literally every time she's in New York before we start the toast.
They're mini. So when you say two, like, they're small.
No, you guys, they're enormous. They're the biggest things I've ever seen in my life.
I started eating them like when I was pregnant. Cause like,
but this is not about you. No offense. It's about State Farm. So if I can continue.
But you're the one who put my breakfast on blast.
What I was saying is that personalization just makes everything that much better. And State Farm believes insurance should work the same way. Your plan, your coverage, your selections can all be personalized by you. So like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability and eligibility may vary. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Do one.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Today's episode is also brought to you by...
Better.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there. State Farm is there. State Farm is there.
You guys, these tacos are so small.
Today's episode is also brought to you by Saks.com. We are always doing our best when it comes to looking fabulous on the podcast.
It's so hard. But it's so hard.
For two slobs like us, we love Saks.com. Because sometimes our pajama uniforms and our sweatshirts, shady shade, ad copy, Saks.com, need a bit of an upgrade. And that's why we love shopping at Saks.com for everything from podcast looks to GNO outfits to everything in between. And it's actually true. We do shop at Saks.com. Don't let today's outfits be a reflection of that.
No, can I just tell you, I get targeted ads from Saks and they literally have not, like the most... me things ever. And yeah. Like I was just saying how this gift that I sent to Margo to get me, like it was the Fendi baby carrier. Like uh-huh. They not only have a wide range of products, they also have such great like gift ideas, mm-hmm. Such nice, gorgeous items.
It's also super fun and easy to shop on Saks.com. Whether you're going for a cozy vibe, a more elevated look, they've got it all at Saks.com. And at Saks.com, you can even shop by your star sign or by your situation. So you can find the perfect revenge dress from brands like Christopher Esber, Cult Gaia. Holiday season being upon us, Saks makes it so easy. They have great customer service, great shipping, easy returns. So it's perfect for the holiday season. Obviously, shopping in store is so fun. The Saks here is like the place to be during the holiday season. I can't wait for their decorations and windows to go up. But doing their shopping online is so easy. So discover new ways to shop for everything every day, whether you've got a business conference, going on vacation, you can really select on the website and find just the items that you're looking for. You can find new ways to shop for everything every day at Saks.com. At Saks.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Boll & Branch. This year, give yourself a better night's sleep with the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. This single upgrade will immediately change your sleep and bring you the dreamiest bedding experience. Their signature sheets feel breathable, luxuriously soft, and they even get softer with every wash. The best part is that you can try their sheets for 30 nights to make sure that they're right for you. So the quality of Boll & Branch is unmatched. I've had Boll & Branch for years. I think bedding is something I'm truly an expert on and can be deeply trusted on. Love Boll & Branch. My home for the past several years has had Boll & Branch. Jackie's home, that includes my bedroom over there, is also Boll & Branch. If it ain't B&B, I don't want it. Boll & Branch products are made different. You can sleep better at night because they're made from the rarest 100% organic cotton on earth. They're free from toxins, pesticides, and harsh chemicals at every step of the making, and they're made by artisans who earn the pay and respect that they deserved. The signature hemmed sheet collection, which is what we both have, it comes in a ton of different colors, sizes, varieties. They give you a 30-night worry-free guarantee with free shipping and returns on all orders. So upgrade your sleep with 25% off your first order at Boll & Branch. That's their best offer of the entire year. So just head to bollandbranch.com, use promo code TOAST, T-O-A-S-T. Take advantage, it's that time of year now, and Boll & Branch, this is their best and biggest sale. And like, this is something you need to just like do. Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, promo code TOAST. It's a limited time only, exclusions apply. So see the site for details. That site is bollandbranch.com and our promo code is TOAST.
Thank you, La.
You're welcome, Fa.
Our first story is some big marketing news that's making waves. Patrick and Brittany Mahomes' two kids show off their silly sides in an adorable holiday campaign photo shoot for Skims Pajamas by Kim Kardashian. So this is making waves because Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, and his wife Brittany Mahomes are very close to one Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and now they're the faces of Kim Kardashian's pajama Christmas campaign.
Yeah, so this would have made waves, like, even if Britney hasn't become so close with Taylor, because like her holiday campaigns are always like very...
Yeah, it's like it's buzzy regardless. They're meant to be. We just talked about the men's, you know, they always have like the...
By the way, I'm so glad you just brought that up. I was watching football because the Jets played the Chargers and they lost like 100-1. Do you know that there is a man on the San Diego Chargers who is Nick Bosa's brother? It's another set of brothers.
Oh, no.
San Diego Chargers. Wait, no, they're LA Chargers now?
Black, yeah.
And they're both in California. Because he's on the 49ers. Nick Bosa.
Oh, wow. So yeah. I wonder if they live together.
So roomies. I saw him and I'm like, Ben, oh my God, Nick Bosa got traded? And he was like, no, he has a brother.
He's a brother?
Brother.
Cute. Maybe yeah. they could be like the next Kelseys.
Right.
If they play their cards right and their game right.
If they play their game right.
Good luck. I would love to know all of the brethren in the NFL. I'm sure they're not the only ones.
No, I know there's brothers in the NBA. Mark and Pau Gasol.
It makes sense, though, because...
genetically, if you're going to be really tall.
Oh, yeah, but also, like, if you're in a house that, like, prioritizes athletics sports. And you have athletic genes, like, it's really not that crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
Brothers in the NFL by the NFL. Okay, first one is Jason and Travis Kelce.
Wait, they're brothers?
Next, Shaquille Griffin and Shaquem Griffin.
So they're, cute.
They were both on the Seahawks. That's cute.
I like that.
Devin McCourty and Jason McCourty.
McCourty.
There's 29 slides in this slideshow. Oh, J.J. Watt, Derek Watt, yes. and T.J. Watt.
Oh, there's three?
There's three. They don't get enough shine for that.
Well, J.J. Watt's not in the NFL anymore.
I feel like he is.
Okay, but he's not, so that's cool.
He is. There's 29 slides. Oh, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning.
Oh, that was a good one. You know, they milked that one. Like
they did, but they've also like defied being brothers because I didn't even think of them.
It's so true because they really are both uniquely talented. And they're both quarterbacks, which is crazy.
And they both like won Super Bowls.
And Eli didn't.
Feels like they did.
Eli might have once, yes.
Dan Gronkowski, Chris Gronkowski, Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, those other brothers play too?
Chris was undrafted, but he played for the Cowboys, Colts, and Broncos. Oh, okay. Like, the draft is overrated, even though it's the best day of the year. Cool. Trifecta.
Okay, back to Brittany Mahomes. So, this would have been buzzy no matter what, but obviously the timing is pernicious, to say the least. And what does pernicious mean?
Nefarious.
Okay, no, I didn't
suspicious?
Mean...
suspicious?
I didn't mean nefarious. Sure, suspicious is a better word. Now... I have to imagine, like any billion-dollar company, Kim and Skims's holiday campaign is shot probably in February. So I think it's possible that she wasn't friends with... but they also do turn stuff around so
That's
quickly.
That's their thing, is like getting White the Lotus. People who are buzzy. You know, Megan Fox and Courtney, they're it's walking true. Down the street one day, and then a week later, they're in a Skims campaign. So I feel like it wasn't February like most holiday campaigns, but there's a chance that it was like pre-box with Taylor.
Yeah. No, it's a good question. Because not that Brittany, let's say Kim reached out after Box with Taylor. Mm-hmm. Not that Brittany should have said no. Because like, and I think Taylor would say like, an opportunity is an opportunity. You know, she respects the hustle of being a businesswoman. But it would be weird.
Yeah. Do you think there's a chance that like Taylor and Kim are cool so that they've like buried the hatchet privately and they're not going to be like, you know, running around besties, but that not everything is as heated as it feels?
It's possible. I do know the last time Kim was asked about it was on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
And she was like,
Watch What Happens Live LA?
No, in New York.
Oh.
She Andy was like, Taylor Swift, and she's like over it.
Of course she's over it.
Right. That's the thing. It's not a question of whether or not like Kim can move past it. It's right. a question of I don't know. I don't, it's like not a, it's like so big in Taylor's life. You know what I mean?
I agree.
It's her Roman Empire.
Yeah. I just wonder if like she's able to maybe like just place all the blame on Kanye at this point.
Right.
And forgive Kim, even though like Kim posted the video.
And Kim like started the snake thing.
Yeah. No, there's no way.
There's no way Taylor would forgive her.
Moving on.
No. Yeah. But there are so many, especially lately, like so many weird overlaps. I mean, Taylor going to Simon Huck's birthday party. Right. That's Kim Kardashian's best friend. I don't think she knew. I think she just happened to be like, her friends were invited and she's like, yeah, I'll go. Like,
yeah, but you don't think like Taylor, if they're in the Uber, like thinking where to go, like Taylor's not like vetting where her friends are taking her?
I think if her friends like Gigi and Cara, like they know her forever, they're not going to ever put her in a spot that's like bad. I don't think that Simon's thing like meant anything in terms of Taylor and Kim.
No.
But there have just been so many overlaps.
I mean, Hollywood's a small town, Tinseltown.
No, and Kendall Jenner is like the thread holding it all
together.
She's
the linchpin.
Because like Gigi's best friends, like she has a best friend in fashion and then a best friend in like the rest of the world. And that's Taylor and Kendall.
Yeah.
So it's got to be weird for her.
Yeah.
But I thought the shoot was really cute. I like Brittany Mahomes. I'm like here for the redemption era of Brittany Mahomes. People are so mean to her for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Was that it?
Leave Britney alone.
Oh, it sounded like it was in the middle of a sentence.
No.
Oh. Yeah, no, really cute holiday campaign. Sweet family. Hope, like, it's all good with Taylor. We'll know soon if they're back at it.
I don't think Taylor would give a fuck. And I also don't think... If it was filmed before, Taylor can't say, can't be mad about anything. It was filmed after, I believe Britney would have told and asked permission.
Yeah.
Like, she's not stupid.
Yeah, or just, like, you know, run it by her. Because she's a grown adult. She doesn't need permission.
No, but I'm sure she doesn't want to upset her new friend.
Yeah.
And she would give it up if Taylor was like, don't do that.
But I'm sure also, like, Taylor has to be cool. Because it's, like, as much as, like...
Her boyfriend's friend.
Yeah, it's, like, she can't be running around telling her boyfriend's friend, like, what to do with his life and his business. Like, oh, you can't be in this person's... You know what I mean?
But
like,
also...
She can't come off, like, so controlling and crazy.
Also, it's important to know, like, just based on, like, outside perception of how I'm, like, viewing Taylor's life, this is probably the happiest she's ever been. It's definitely the most successful she's ever been. And when you're...
Other things fall by the wayside after that.
Wait, when you're in that sort of peak... Nothing, like, you don't get dragged down by, like, petty moronic bullshit.
Yeah.
Like this. Like, I actually don't think Taylor cares at all.
Yeah.
0%.
But even if she does care, I think she's going to keep that to herself because she doesn't want, like,
to look,
her boyfriend's best friend to think she's crazy.
Like, look small, you know?
Look small. When she's...
Like your breakfast taco.
It was so small, you guys. Like,
it really was, by the way.
No, they are, like, small tacos.
They're so mini tacos.
It's not, like, that's why you just went, you said two. It's... You just need to clarify.
Yeah, but you did have to.
Not today. And not yesterday.
Oh. Because
that's what we keep saying. They ran out.
Oh, yeah. You did say that yesterday and today. There was only one left at the place. Yeah,
both days.
Oh, my God. Are you hungry? Because it was so little and you only had one?
No, because one is small, but two is kind of too much. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, oh, I could go for a treat after this. Okay. So, yeah.
Really
is there
small.
Anything like fatter than me? Like it was really small.
No, like in defense of your own consumption.
Yeah.
No,
I had two tacos, but they're really
small. We've all been there.
Yeah. Our next story, more tailored news, but about our girl, Kelly Clarkson, who said that Taylor Swift sends her flowers after every re-recording release. So Kelly knows all too well how sweet Taylor is. The superstar revealed to E! News that Taylor sends her gifts after every album releases. She said, you know what's so funny? She just sent me flowers. She's so nice. She did. She was like, every time I release something, because she just did 1989, I got that really cute cardigan too.
Oh.
Clarkson also maintained that Taylor would have come up with the idea of her re-recordings on her own, despite Kelly taking to Twitter back in 2019 amid the battle with Scooter to make the suggestion.
That tweet, like in the midst of like this crazy situation, Kelly Clarkson like tweeting like the sweetest, the most innocent tweet.
Tweet at Taylor Swift. Just a thought. You should go in and re-record all the songs that you don't own the masters on exactly how you did them, but put brand new art and some kind of incentive so fans will no longer buy the old versions.
No, it's so sweet. That's exactly what Taylor did. And I'm sure it wasn't like the most unique or original thought. And I actually really appreciate that Kelly said that. Like she would have done that anyway, but like the fact that she acknowledges my tweet, this is like the best story ever.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
It is really cute.
And also so funny how like not thirsty Kelly Clarkson is. Like, Taylor's been re-recording for 2 years now, and we're just now finding out that, like, Taylor acknowledged Kelly's tweet.
Yeah.
Like, I think if anybody else got a gift or a set of flowers from Taylor Swift, it would be on Instagram in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But Kelly, no, she runs it, like, you can't really impress Kelly.
But do you think, like, Taylor knows that. Anyone who she says flowers to, I'm sure there's a note. Like, she just assumes that they'll, like, post it.
Yeah.
So do you think for the last 2 years she's been like,
is she getting my flowers?
Kelly, why the fuck won't you post this? I'm doing this nice thing.
Maybe, but I actually think, like, Taylor and Kelly see each other, mm-hmm. You know?
It's like me and you.
Yeah.
You're the Taylor to my Kelly.
Okay. Next year's Halloween?
That would be insane. So random.
Insane.
So dumb.
So dumb. So niche. We would just be reciting the tweet back and forth.
Taylor should go on her show, though.
I was thinking that, too, because that's obviously it's a big platform, but it's also like now like a good safe option space. For yeah. Taylor.
Yeah.
But Kelly hasn't gone to an Eras tour.
She's a busy woman.
She is. But also there was like a little drama with Kelly and Taylor like 2 weeks ago. Did you see?
What?
Kelly was just like complaining that like...
Oh,
she wants to watch football.
Yeah.
And that, like, football has become all about, like, Taylor and Travis.
But then
Kelly, she released a statement. She was like, I wasn't saying anything about the people. I'm just saying I want to watch football.
Yeah.
Which I think is the sentiment of a lot of people.
Yeah. And she put out a statement that she was not here for this narrative.
So maybe that's why the flowers thing is coming out now to, like, mend fences.
Smooth things over. I just know what's in Kelly's heart, and I know that
it's pure of heart.
It was pure of heart.
She's black of hair and pure of heart.
Yeah. Her hair is always changing.
That's what we love about Kelly.
Yeah, remember when she did the Skrillex?
That was psychotic. But one thing about Kelly is, like, she's extremely unpredictable. You never know what's going to come out of that mouth. It's so true.
It's so true.
I love her. I love them. Collab?
I love us.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I love us.
Are you ready for our next story? Gotta get your thoughts on this.
Number three?
Number three. Don't worry. You're safe.
Whew. I've been marked as safe.
Travis Barker is being roasted for playing the drums in the delivery room when Kourtney Kardashian was in labor. You haven't seen this?
No.
He posted this video of himself playing the drums in the delivery room. He was drumming along to the heartbeat of his unborn child as Kourtney was delivering his baby. He said, "Practicing to my baby's heartbeat," drum emoji. Fans immediately took to the new dad's comment section to troll him, with several claiming his drum playing is a major ick. Someone said that wouldn't be annoying at all.
Well, the thing is that there's only one person who can declare this as either a good thing or a bad thing, and that's Kourtney Kardashian, whose vagina was about to be ripped open by a baby. And it appears as though, I can't imagine he did this without her approval or her desire.
Yeah.
So I have to assume that she wanted it, and so that's nice. Then it just, you know, obviously you put yourself in that situation.
It begs the question, like, how would you feel if that were you?
If there was a drum in your ear. I mean, I've never given birth. You speak.
But keep in mind, it's like the greatest drummer of all time who is providing a soundtrack to an important moment in your life. And he's using the baby's heartbeat as audio inspiration.
Right.
There's something beautiful about it.
But is drums the type of instrument that can be enjoyed solo?
Yes.
Okay.
In the right context.
Okay.
In the right context.
Okay.
So for me, I like peace and quiet. I don't even want anyone to speak to me unless, like, they absolutely have to tell me, you know, what's going on. It's medically
emergency.
A medically necessary bit of speech.
Yeah.
So for me, I would pass.
Right.
For Kourtney, though, I'm sure she found this to be beautiful.
Endearing.
Yeah.
Spiritual.
Bringing the heartbeat to life, maybe also encouraging.
No, I
will
say. And
maybe helping her in her pushing.
When you say bring the heartbeat to life, that's actually beautiful. That's really beautiful. So I'll say that.
Yeah. I mean, different strokes for different folks.
That's also true.
But no, it could not have been me.
It will not be me. Imagine Ben Soffer bringing a set of drums.
Oh my God.
Into a New York City hospital room, which is literally like a 12 square feet.
It's one drum. He brought his, like, travel little drum. Look, okay. There he goes.
That's just, in my opinion, like, a good way to get killed. Because I will kill you.
Yeah. And I'm those in pain. Sticks can be used as weapons.
I'm in pain and you're playing the drums?
Yeah.
Death.
But I could see her being into it. Yes. Especially maybe she even, like, I don't know if she would do a natural birth.
I feel like she would, like, do a water home birth.
But she didn't. She's in the hospital.
But well, because she had complications.
Right. But
and also, I think she would have done that maybe in her earlier pregnancies, but after, like, a certain age, like, she just wants to be in the hospital.
Yeah. But I wonder if she ever did natural being unmedicated with her other children. And I'm sure she'll tell us about the birth this time and if she did natural. Because when you do natural, like, you need kind of, like, crazy things like this.
Yeah.
To help push through.
Did you watch any birthing videos before?
I've given birth twice. I've still never seen a birth.
I've given birth zero times and I've seen like three.
You're obsessed.
I'm not. One of them I saw against my will. I like met someone once and she was like, "You want to see it?" I was like, "Oh, okay." It was like a home water birth. It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life. And then I watched Brian's birth video. That one was nice.
Yeah, I don't feel the need.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would watch one ever again.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen enough.
Yeah. It's cool. Like, I'm good.
You're so good.
Like, I like my my experience of birth better than, like, you know, just seeing it. I think it's unnecessary. I think you either are the birther or you're the partner.
Does Zach watch?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't have to experience it, you have to watch it.
Yeah. But he wanted to watch. If he had not wanted to, I would have been totally fine with it. I didn't, like, ask him to or anything. But that made him, I think, have more of an appreciation for what I was doing.
Right. More respect.
More respect. Yeah. Put some respect on my name.
Is that the story you thought was going to, like...
Nope.
Oh, wow. We're not even there yet?
We're not even there yet. Oh, but wow. Are you ready for the next story?
No.
Okay. Get ready.
So we got a brand new sponsor. A very exciting one. Sunglass Hut. It's the season of giving, but finding that perfect gift can often feel like searching for a needle in a haystack. But we have found the solution to all of our gifting woes at All the Shades of Holiday at Sunglass Hut, where it's about the magic of gifting. So if you're like us, there's always that one person on your list who's impossible to get gifts for. But we have the solution for you. No matter what they're into, you're bound to find something memorable thanks to their holiday selection that includes styles from the biggest brands like Prada, Dolce & Gabbana, Versace, Ray-Ban, Oakley, Burberry. Their wide range of sunglasses cover some of the hottest brands. Plus, their curated holiday collection includes 10 shades only available at Sunglass Hut. I went to the flagship Sunglass Hut in New York City on Fifth Avenue a couple of days ago. I got 4 pairs of sunglasses. I got you 2 pairs because I'm a nice sister. Let me tell you what a fabulous experience.
You got 4?
Yeah.
Oh, I got 2.
Okay, let me explain math to you. I got 4. Oh. 2 for you.
Okay, you guys, that was confusing.
Was it? No. I think we all understood.
Okay,
but let me tell you, I had the best time. They shipped directly to you. Mm-hmm. In store, they're like, it's 3 to 5 days. They're probably gonna be waiting for you at your house when you get home. Wendy, my sales associate, was amazing. She was like helping me like figure out my face shape. Cause my face shape has changed. And like the glasses I would normally flock to, like the oversized ones, she's like, those don't work for you.
So true, what's your face shape now?
I don't know what my face shape is, but she says I really like have a good face for a square top, round bottom.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it was just really helpful to like learn things. And also Sunglass Hut just has amazing, I was telling her, I'm like, why am I always shopping at Sunglass Hut at the airport? And she's like, because you're always going somewhere fabulous and you need a new pair of sunglasses.
Wendy, she understands you like no other.
No, she was fab. And you know, during the holiday, they do engraving and they can service your products if anything breaks. Like it's really, it's such an underrated activity, shopping for sunglasses.
Oh, it's so fun.
So head over to Sunglass Hut, discover the special selection of shades in store and online at sunglasshut.com. There's the perfect gift for everyone this holiday. So head over to their nearest store or go to sunglasshut.com and check out their unique selection of shades that are only available at Sunglass Hut. You're going to find what you love, visit them in store or online. Today's episode is also brought to you by Seed. All right, girly swirlies, it's gut mania. You know, everyone's obsessed with gut health. The industry is loud. Everybody's posting about it on Instagram. And that's where Seed comes in. Sorry, I'm like, my paperwork is...
You're just like...
I know, I'm like a paperwork girly.
But no, we do love Seed. And we do. We've been talking about Seed for a while here at The Toast. And one of our favorite things about Seed, in addition to all the other benefits, is the BSD benefit.
The big soft-duty benefit. So the DS01 Daily Symbiotic is a plant-based prebiotic and probiotic with 24 strain that have been clinically or scientifically studied for its benefits. So if you wanted to start taking a prebiotic and a probiotic, I think Seed is the best place to start for a multitude of reasons. One being that it's free from 14 classes of allergens that are defined by the EFSA. So it's sugar-free, it's vegan, it's soy-free, sesame-free, gluten-free, peanut-free, AMPA-free, dairy-free, shellfish-free, corn-free. It has no binders, no preservatives. And the best part is that it's engineered to survive. So if you've taken a probiotic or a prebiotic and felt like it didn't do anything, it's probably because that didn't survive your digestive tract. But Seeds is engineered to survive your external and internal environments. Their capsule and capsule ViaCap safeguards viability through digestion for delivery of an average of 100% of the probiotic starting dose to your colon. The outer capsule also serves as an elegant barrier. Why take a probiotic or a prebiotic? BSD, big soft duty. Lots of skin benefits, your gut health, your heart health. Lots of benefits with the DS01 Daily Symbiotic from Seed. So cut through the gut health noise. Visit seed.com/toast and use code toast to redeem 30% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/toast. Use code toast.
Thank you, La.
You're welcome, Fa.
Our next story is so upsetting.
Oh, God. Is this a story?
No, not the one of discussion.
Okay.
And now I've overhyped it.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
But our upsetting fourth story is that Keke Palmer has accused her ex, Darius Jackson, of domestic violence. She has filed for a restraining order and custody of their son. So the two of them share 8-month-old son, Leotis. And now Keke is requesting sole custody for her 8-month-old son. I think they call him Leo, who she shares with Darius Jackson after alleging the child's father has been physically abusive on multiple occasions. She filed the request in L.A., according to documents reviewed by People. In the California Superior Court filing, she alleges that on Sunday, quote, Darius trespassed into my home without my knowledge or consent, threatened me, then physically attacked me, lunging for my neck, striking me, throwing me over the couch, and stealing my phone when I told him I was going to call the police. She also includes screenshots of what appears to be security footage of a man striking a woman over a sofa. She alleges that he has abused her multiple times over a two-year period. Another incident was allegedly recorded on home security footage from February 2022 when Darius body slammed me onto the stairs by my neck. In the declaration, she alleges there were, quote, many instances of physical violence, including striking and grabbing me around the neck, descriptions of Darius destroying my personal property, including diaries and prescription eyeglasses, throwing my belongings into the street, throwing my car keys to prevent me from driving away, hitting me in front of our son, spewing profanities about me to our son, threatening to kill himself with a gun if I left him, harassment and other physical and emotional abuse.
Oh my God, I'm literally gonna cry.
There's more in the filing too, and more details and instances. And then also to put it into context, their issues briefly went public in July when he called her out for wearing a fitted black bodysuit under a shared dress to watch Usher's residency.
That was such a fucking weird, psychotic thing to do. It, like, the fact that all of this was under the surface, it makes it complete sense.
It reminds me of like an iceberg where it's like that was the tip of the iceberg. And then when you look under the water, it's like this huge mound.
But all you see
is that like small thing.
I'm sick. You want to know why? For a multitude of reasons. One, because Keke Palmer is a person who, like, radiates joy.
Yeah.
And to know for the last 2 years, while she's been making everyone laugh on her podcast and just killing it everywhere, and we're always talking about her, that she was experiencing this. Like, that makes me so mad and so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it's always a fucking loser.
Oh.
A no-job, asshat, fuck-face bitch with a success. Like, it's always that, you know? Yeah. Get a fucking job, you fucking loser. Oh, my God, I'm so angry. Like, Keke Palmer is my queen. Like, I'm so mad.
So mad. I hope she gets full custody. I hope she never has to see this piece of shit ever again.
Jail. Oh, disgusting. Yeah. And then there's like
jail for the abuse.
Yeah. No, good on her. It's clear that she like kept a record. That's what they say, like, you have to do if you're in an abusive relationship and like you actually want, like, just saying, like, leaving and being like, my husband is, or boyfriend is, you know, violent, and not having any sort of record of that, like, there's nothing the police can do.
Yeah.
So it's clear, like, that she kept a log. She has security cameras, like, and she's so lucky to have that because so many people don't have that and they can't, like, prove it and get a restraining order.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm sick. I'm sick. I hope I see that man with my car.
Yeah.
No, I hope I'm in my car and I see him. And you know what? I wouldn't even know that I saw him because he's such an irrelevant fucking jobless loser.
It's so
if Darius Jackson came over and spit in my mouth, I wouldn't even know who he was. That's how irrelevant and unemployable you are, you fuck.
Seriously. I just pray that everything goes her way. If it's a swift case and she can get this loser out of her life.
Get custody. Fuck you. Oh my God, I'm so mad.
So mad. By the way, if you are experiencing domestic violence, call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 or go to thehotline.org. All calls are toll-free and confidential, and the hotline is available 24/7 in more than 170 languages. You guys, please.
Yeah, you know, I ended up on a side of TikTok where people were sharing like them finally getting out of their domestic violence situations. Like, it was like literally making me cry.
Oh my God.
Like, because you just, I think when you're in it, you think like there's no possibility my life could be anything other than what it is right now. And then like years later, you know, they meet men who are good and they have babies, and like it's just, I like loved seeing that. And I remember, actually, it's so funny what sticks with you, like, from your childhood, things you learn. When I was in high school, we had, like a speaker come and talk to the girls about domestic violence. And it was the first time I ever heard that, like, you know, leaving, obviously, we all have free will, but, like, most of the time, you actually can't leave. Because when you're young, you're like, well, if somebody does something bad, you leave. Like, question mark, you know? It's not really a question. And like how financial abuse is a thing. And then like even in Keke's story, like taking your car keys, like physically not being able to leave. And it was so impactful. And it was just like a random day in high school. And I remember being like, why are we doing this? We're literally 13. And I really remember everything she said.
Yeah.
Like it was one of those like health class PSA things that really stuck with me.
That's great.
Yeah. That's she was a good really speaker. Great.
Well, thank you. Well, at least this story has given us a way to remind people that it doesn't have to be that way and it shouldn't be that way.
No, and putting your hands on you is so fucking unacceptable.
Yeah. Are you ready for our fifth and final story that has been overhyped?
Okay, now I'm like so curious.
An Elon Musk biopic is in the works at A24 with Darren Aronofsky set to direct. And questions as to who will star as Elon. So here are the details. An Elon Musk biopic is in development.
By the way, I want to say I know who it's going to be.
We'll talk. And Variety has tapped Darren Aronofsky. Variety has confirmed that Darren Aronofsky is on board to direct Walter Isaacson's authorized biography of the tech mogul. So that's the bio of Elon that's out right now.
Okay.
And I think Elon contributed to it, but it's not, you know, it's
by Elon.
It's not by Elon. It was published in September and it will serve as the basis for the screenplay. He also wrote the book Steve Jobs, which was previously turned into the 2015 film starring Michael Fassbender, which I feel like wasn't good.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it, but like, I don't.
There was also that time where there was like four Jobs movies.
And Ashton Kutcher was also Steve Jobs. And I feel like they were all bad.
Yeah.
So now the question is, who shall play Elon?
I think I know. I have a really, really good call.
Okay.
Rami Malek.
So there's another Variety article of like who should play him, and he is one of the choices.
By the way, I just want to say I came up with that all on my own. I didn't even know that this, I didn't know about this book. I didn't know about this movie. I just thought of it myself.
That's a really good guess.
Thank you.
I think he would be really good. Also, Nicolas Cage is...
question mark?
If you look at them next to each other, they kind of look alike.
Oh my God, not Rami Malek like being in the headline. Yeah, oh my God, that was such a good call.
It's Nicolas Cage, Elon Musk, Rami Malek.
I don't see... But also, what's life stage are we...
Right, like do we get young Elon, old Elon, or are we going to age Elon? I think we age Elon. I think we go with someone in their 30s.
Yeah, and then you can always look older, but you really can't look younger.
But, you know, with CGI, you could get in your 20s.
Who else are people suggesting?
Jesse Eisenberg.
All right, but he did Mark Zuckerberg, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't he in...
Yep. And Network? Robert Downey Jr.
Question mark, what?
Someone suggested Brendan Fraser.
Okay. I love Brendan Fraser more than anyone in this world, but like, are you guys blind? Like, Brendan Fraser's like 60 years old.
Matt LeBlanc from Friends.
Also love, he's 60 years old.
Here's a good one. John Hamm.
Well, that would be very generous.
Yeah.
That would be generous.
Oh, or an AI generated version of him.
No.
The internet.
What?
It should be played by Kathy Bates. Look at the, they do kind of look alike.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Okay.
Who should play Mae Musk?
Me. No, Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Same. Oh, there's an old lady? Helen Mirren.
Who should play Grimes?
Sophie Turner.
Ooh, that's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, Sophie Turner and Brendan Fraser.
Who should play Amber Heard? Amber Heard.
Oh, who should play Amber Heard?
That's the problem with like making movies about something that happened yesterday. It's like, okay, why can't Amber Heard play Amber Heard?
That's actually such a great question. I don't think she'll actually be in the biopic. But I do think the biopic will be interesting because like we all forget, like Elon Musk, we know him as like he's always making waves, you know, the tie... submarine thing, like
the Dickopedia.
He's always being like funny and whatever, Twitter, and he's kind of like a prankster. Like,
yeah,
but we do as a generation, and myself included, like we forget he's also the Einstein, like what he has done. And that's why when I watched his Netflix documentary about SpaceX, I was floored.
No, he
is. I was like, I can't believe more people aren't talking about how he made a fully recyclable rocket ship. Like, it was insane.
He is the genius of our generation. He is our Einstein, but he also is a silly, goofy guy.
He's also like our Steve-O from Jackass. Like,
get you a guy who can do both.
Right, but he gets more attention for the pranking things. I literally forget about like SpaceX, about Tesla. And I would love to know what he did before. He did PayPal, right?
Yeah.
What he did before all the things that, because now he's famous, but before he was just like maybe 10 years ago, he was just like a famous rich
inventor
person.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's so much we don't know about him. And honestly, like a biopic is necessary.
And I would love, I'm glad also, you know, on the one hand, I don't like things that don't have time to age.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, like we'll get Elon's thoughts on his biopic.
Love.
Hysterical.
And you know he'll share them with you.
You know he will. And you know they're not going to all be
good.
Positive. He's going to go in.
But can we talk about A24 for a second?
Sure.
I feel like A24 has never made a good movie. Does anybody else feel that way?
Let's see what they've made.
It's this like buzzy production company. They did that Pete Davidson horror movie. Like they're always doing like random shit, but they did just do the Priscilla movie, which I feel like was more elevated for them.
Oh, and they did Uncut Gems, which feels to me like the exactly what you're saying of like movies that
get buzz,
sound good and buzzy
artsy.
And like I didn't see it, so I can't say it wasn't good, but I just feel like it wasn't.
Yeah.
Lady Bird, I didn't like, but I'm alone.
Actually,
in that.
I liked Lady Bird.
But I just didn't like it just because of like the story. It just wasn't for me. Like, yeah. They didn't do a bad job with it. It just wasn't for me. Ex Machina.
Oh my God. Did anybody see that movie?
No.
I'm in the middle of saying something. You have to see that movie.
No.
It will fuck you up.
Then I'm not going to see it. Why would you say that I should see it?
It's honestly like a Black Mirror episode. Yeah.
And then like Spring Breakers.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, A24 has this great reputation.
I think they have this reputation because another movie they did was Moonlight and Everything Everywhere All at Once. Oh. And so those are the sorts of movies that then you can make movies forever.
Yeah, no, that's true. And
with even if they just did one of those things.
With the new Priscilla one, it's not out yet, but I do think that'll be good for them too.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like you say, like, Blank is making a movie and you know it's going to be good. And I feel like A24, people act like that. Oh, it's an A24 movie? And it's really, like, not guaranteed.
They also act that way about Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah. Now, is he the one? What did he do? Was he with Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah, like, Jennifer Lawrence, but also he just did The Whale.
No, I know him as a director. I mean, like, Scandalized. Why? Oh. Was that the director also that Lily James... or Kristen Stewart was with, remember? Like
the Huntsman one?
Yeah.
I don't think it's Kristen Stewart. Let's Google. That was like...
it was a long time ago.
Kristen Stewart, director, Huntsman.
Affair. I don't know for sure if it was the Huntsman.
You don't?
No.
Snow White and the Huntsman.
I feel like it was like Twilight, honestly.
Rupert Sanders?
Oh, okay. So that was the someone else. Does that sound... when she was spotted with like The Married. But wasn't Lily James also spotted with a married director?
Or was that, what's his face?
And not Dominic West, but it was like in the same era where Lily James was kind of like fucking shit up just because she felt like it.
Rupert Sanders was the Kristen Stewart one confirmed.
Confirmed.
Now let me see what happens when I Google him. I'll just Google Lily James, Affair director.
Oh, that was Dominic West.
So it was just Dominic West.
Okay.
No other one.
Okay. But Darren Aronofsky, is that the Jennifer Lawrence affair?
Not affair, but he's like her director.
Oh. I'm sorry. Okay. Maybe I'm just like conflating that Kristen Stewart thing with like something else.
I think so.
Okay. I didn't mean to slander the great Jennifer Lawrence.
You know, they're just like, you know, partners in crime.
Right. They did Ma.
Mother.
Mother. Ma.
And
being like Donna.
Something else.
Yeah, they've like they're partners. Maybe she's kind of like a muse, I think.
Yeah, for sure. But not anymore. Or else maybe she'll be playing Amber Heard.
By the way, great call.
Love that for her.
Love that.
Okay, what other movies did he do? I feel like we're always searching this.
Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah. Black Swan.
Oh.
That's the sort of thing that will buy you goodwill in Hollywood forever.
Forever.
Whale, Mother, Noah, The Wrestler, The Fountain.
Not familiar.
Yeah.
So this is fab. I will totally see this movie.
Same.
Just honestly, I'm interested in learning about like what Elon outside of like an internet user. Because you forget there's a great man there.
Don't forget SNL.
Right.
I think I'll read this book. I want to know what Elon thinks about this book. Is this like an Elon approved book?
Sanctioned.
Is he like, hey, that's an accurate picture of me?
Why don't you tweet him and ask? It's the only way to get in contact with him.
It's so true. Or like, I'm sure he's spoken about this book that's been written about him. Just like, let me know what Elon thinks about the book so that I don't have to go and find out for myself. I guess I could Google it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something there.
Yeah, I'm sure there's easier ways to find out than like waiting for someone to tell me.
What are we thinking for today's episode title?
Oh, it was in the beginning that we said it.
Okay.
No. This happens every day.
Audio with Claudio. Audio with Claudio.
You know how I feel about putting our names in the title.
Yeah, Jackie's... very against
we do it once in a while when like it's but like Turdy every day could be like Turdy's this, Turdy's that, right. It's just like it's too inside baseball.
I agree we're trying to like always gain new listeners
and we want like people to see the title and be like that's funny,
right,
and click it,
right.
And I think when it's just too inside they don't.
I agree,
but I know that in the beginning of the show things were said that would have made for a good title.
Two small tacos.
You and I are too small.
Two small tacos.
I like that. That's funny.
Because I like it. Well, that's our last show of the week. On Monday, Jax will be back in Florida, so we'll be doing our remote setup. But it's been such a delight to have you here.
It has been lovely.
Just like two girls in hats in New York.
Two girls in hats who are small tacos.
Two girls in small hats eating small tacos in a small studio in New York City.
Gorgeous.
That's the title.
That's the title.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Toast of Milan Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So watching us on YouTube, please subscribe. This video is also available as a podcast. My podcast can be found on Spotify, Twitter, Stitcher, Public Radio, IRA, CastBox, all places where we listen to podcasts. Find us at Toast of Milan. Five-star review, but a beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are. Have a great day, guys. Love ya. Bye.
Love ya. Bye.